Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to talk. I've got several pieces of news I want to discuss, but they're all kind of coming together with one thing. We the people, when in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal stations to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. Do we the people today choose to be separate, independent, or are we independently dependent on king government? We are not as we should be. There is something very wrong. I think all of us know that. The United States of America, at least many of the citizens within, no longer know or understand who we are or how we came to be. The debates of English being whether it should be our first language or not our first language, the debates of the so-called free speech, which now is no free speech because you might hurt somebody's feelings, the absurdity of taking in illegal aliens and putting our own people at risk, such as the example of a little over a week ago, 17 and 18-year-olds in a freshman classroom in Maryland, later defending them for the rape of a 14-year-old in the confines of the public, government-owned school. We've replaced common sense with political correctness, concerned with feelings and not rights. We, they, no longer see us as strong and powerful nation, our own, a nation built on the foundation of Christianity. President Obama made the statement years ago about how Muslims contributed to the founding and the building of America. While perhaps there have been productive and law-abiding Muslims who have contributed in years, they were not a part of the birthing of this nation. I'm going to share with you the American Minute. I haven't done that in a long time. Before we start with the news, I want to share it with you because there's several points in there that I want you to hear. And I want you to listen carefully to the words and the analysis of Alexis de Tocqueville. We the people need to muster up the courage to once again stand for God first and liberty. Alexis de Tocqueville, he compared Christianity versus Islam and predicted how America's freedoms would end. Now, I'm going to tie this in here in a little bit with some of the articles that I have for today. But today's show is directed at where we came from and the analysis that an outsider had. On April 16th, in 1859, the French historian Alexis de Tocqueville passed away. After 9 months of traveling the United States, he wrote Democracy in America in 1835, which has been described as the most comprehensive analysis of character and society in America ever written. Alexis de Tocqueville wrote, "Upon my arrival in the United States, the religious aspect of the country was the first thing that struck my attention. In France, I had almost always seen the spirit of religion and the spirit of freedom marching in opposite directions. But in America, I found they were intimately united and that they reigned in the common over the same country." He continued that Americans combine the notions of Christianity and of liberty so intimately in their minds that it is impossible to make them conceive the one without the other. They brought with them into the New World a form of Christianity which I cannot better describe than by styling it as democratic, republican religion. And he wrote that in his two books, Democracy in America, in his books there. He has two of them. Christianity has therefore restrained a strong hold on the public mind in America. In the United States, Christianity itself is a fact so irresistibly established that no one undertakes either to attack it or defend it. In the 1840s, Alexis de Tocqueville traveled twice to Algeria, and he wrote in a book then, "I studied the Quran a great deal. I came away with that study with the conviction there have been few religions in the world as deadly to men as that of Muhammad. So far, I can see it as the principal cause of the decadence so visible today in the Muslim world, and, though less absurd than the polytheism of old, its social and political tendencies are, in my opinion, to be feared, and I therefore regard it as a form of decadence rather than a form of progress in relation to paganism itself. I came back from Africa with the pathetic notion that at present in our way of waging war, if our sole aim is to equal the Turks, in fact, we shall be in a far lower position than theirs. Barbarians for barbarians, the Turks will always outdo us because they are Muslim barbarians." He went on to say, "Muhammad brought down from heaven and put into the Quran not religious doctrines only, but political maxims, criminal and civil laws, and scientific theories. The gospel, on the other hand, deals only with the general relations between man and God and between man and man. Beyond that, they teach nothing and do not oblige people to believe anything. That alone, among a thousand reasons, is enough to show that Islam will not be able to hold its power long in an age of enlightenment and democracy, while Christianity is destined to reign in such age as in all others. In the United States, the sovereign authority is religion." Now remember, this was written way back. "There is no country in the whole world where the Christian religion retains a greater influence over the souls of men than in America, and there can be no greater proof of its utility and of its conformity to human nature than that its influence is powerfully felt over the most enlightened and free nation of the earth. Christianity is a companion of liberty in all its conflicts, the cradle of its infancy, and the divine source of its claims. How we will lose our freedoms here in America," he predicted. "I had noted in my stay in the United States that a democratic state of society similar to the American model could lay itself open to the establishment of despotism with unusual ease. It would debase men without tormenting them. Men, all alike and equal, turned in upon themselves in a restless search for those petty, vulgar pleasures with which they fill their souls. Above these men stands an immense and protective power. It prefers its citizens to enjoy themselves, provided they have only enjoyment in mind. It restricts the activity of free will within a narrower range and gradually removes autonomy itself from each citizen. Thus, the ruling power, having taken each citizen one by one into its powerful grasp, spreads its arms over the whole of society, covering the surface of social life with a network of petty, complicated, remember that word, detailed, and uniform rules." We're going into a break. I'll finish this when we come back. There's just a little bit left to it. And then we're going to get into some news of what we really are today. Why are we so complicated and confused in this nation? Well, maybe others won't say it, but it's because we forgot the old saying, whose we are. We've forgotten God. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back.
CJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Bear with me as I finish this from Alexis de Tocqueville, because I think it is so imperative that we understand where we came from and what is happening. As we can see liberty and freedom collapsing in this nation. He went on to say, well, let me just back up, because what we're talking about is how it will collapse. He was predicting how this would happen. So it does not break men's wills, but it does soften, bend, and control them. It constantly opposes what actions they perform. This is the socialism. It inhabits, represses, drains, snuffs out, dulls so much effort that finally it reduces each nation to nothing more than a flock of timid and hard-working animals with the government as shepherd. A single, protective, and all-powerful government. Individual intervention is suppressed. It is in the details that we run the risk of enslaving men. For my part, I would be tempted to believe that freedom in the big things of life is less important than in the slightest. Subjection in the minor things of life is obvious every day. It constantly irks them until they give up the exercise of their will and enfeebles their spirit. It will be useless to call upon those very citizens who have become so dependent upon central government to choose from time to time the representative of this government. Increasing deposition. In the administrative sphere, they reckon citizens are incompetent. It is different to imagine how men who have completely given up the habit of self-government could successfully choose those who should do it for them. The vices of those who govern and of the ineptitude of those governed would soon bring it to ruin and revert its abasement to one single master. I call that king government. Increasing the deposition in the administrative sphere, they reckon citizens are incompetent. Did you hear that line? We the people, you know, it's too complicated for us to understand what they're legislating there in D.C. First you gotta pass the bill, and then you can find out what's in the bill. Alexis de Tocqueville was quite a wise man, and his observations of America were very real. Foundation of Christianity here in America is imperative to liberty, and without it, there will be none. There will be no liberty without it. None. I have several articles here today to share with you. Ted Poe, he quits the Freedom Caucus over the health vote. He got frustrated over it. He's taking pressure from those who think it should have passed. I was willing to see this out, but I'm going to tell you what, there were things in that bill that we didn't like. And we really wanted, we the people that elected Donald Trump, we wanted it completely, we wanted Obamacare completely repealed. I personally didn't want it replaced, but I realized my wants weren't going to be seen through. So he was with the Freedom Caucus, and he quits the Freedom Caucus. He says, in order to deliver on the conservative agenda we have promised the American people for 8 years, we must come together to find solutions to move this country forward. And he is absolutely right. But what we have done in this nation in the last many, many, many decades is compromise. We, the people, have compromised everything, every step of the way, until we basically have no liberty left. So the conservative caucus is the bad guy now. Well, they always have been. They're the bad guy. And Peter King, if you remember, every time I think of Peter King, I think about his comment, should Ted Cruz get elected or get the nomination for the presidency, he was going to jump off a bridge. These are the kind of people that are leading us. Supposedly. How did we come to such? Well, he says, and this is titled, and I guess he was in an interview on New York America 970 AM. I don't recognize. It's called The Cat's Roundtable. The topic of this story, the title of this is Trump Needs Democrats to Fight GOP Freedom Caucus. And you know what I see? They need to band together to fight freedom. That's what I hear in that statement. Now, I understand that they need to bring in so-called moderate Democrats to the so-called conservative. But they're pushing the conservative caucus aside. And the rhinos and the Republicans, the globalists, they want to bond together with the so-called moderate Democrats to start passing legislation. I don't see that ending good. Now, Donald Trump, President Trump, has promised us he will not pass something that he doesn't believe in. And I don't know how he got. And maybe I'm the one that was fooled with the Ryan Care. I didn't like the way it went down. Perhaps I'm prejudiced. I'm not a fan of Paul Ryan. And I know we have to do something and we have to come together. But it just makes my skin crawl when they start saying we've got to come together to fight the Freedom Caucus. To fight freedom. Not for freedom. Not for freedom, but to fight freedom. And then we have Schumer. Schumer goes off, and this is a really good article. He goes off on Trump's idea of working with the Democrats. Well, there is no team in socialism. He wants to team up with the Democrats, and Schumer's putting it down. Oh, yeah, because there is no team in socialism. They're not about working together, Democrats and Republicans alike. That's why, you know, let's go back. Let's go back to Charles Reese. If they wanted to lower taxes, they'd lower taxes. I can't believe that the Democrat Party doesn't see that Obamacare is going to implode and explode. I can't believe that they don't want to fix it. I can't buy into the Planned Parenthood and abortion. I cannot figure this out. Other than we've just fallen so far away from God and being independent people that we no longer recognize liberty. We no longer recognize what it is to be an independent people. It's not barbecues on July 4th and blowing up fireworks. It's being able to make decisions. Being able to run your businesses without the government getting into it. Being able to be free with your speech and to stand for God and for country and for your beliefs, your faith. Without faith, there is no hope. And we're pushing faith away from our country and our nation and its people. And putting faith in government. And there is no hope if you have faith in government. Because that is men. Men who want for power. Men who want for pleasures. Men who want monetary wealth. So they will put their wants, because they're career politicians, over liberty for the people. They don't sit and ask when they were, I never heard one person ask, does this new health care insurance bill in any way make liberty better or worse for the people of the United States of America? If they want to know why the cost of health care is high, they need to look past insurance or right into the insurance companies. It's a monopoly, my friends, forced upon you. So Ryan says we're stuck with it. Yep, we've been stuck with it for a long time because conservatives can't seem to come together for liberty. We're going into a break. I am going to open the phone lines at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Stay on topic. I've got several things that are in the nature of this, and we will be right back.
Going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. Out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Delta? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
The Coming Battle, Lost for 100 Years, first published in 1899, is the chronological history of the usurping of every American's sovereign rights by the unseen money powers and their agents.
The Coming Battle, Who Controls America? This book has documented how and why our elected representatives and the banking money power deliberately created the national debt.
Banking money power and corporate interests, partnering with government, set up a framework to exploit American workers.
The complete early history of the creation of the Federal Reserve.
The Coming Battle is a chilling and all too true saga of power run amok. A must read for all Americans who want to know where and when our country went wrong.
To order The Coming Battle, send a $15 check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
For credit card use, visit csctalkradio.com.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I started my show out today, our show out today, with the reading of Alexis de Tocqueville, American Minute, and how he compared Christianity versus Islam and how America would fall. Well, it falls when it falls away from God. That's how it falls. And we start putting socialism and social things before independence and freedom and liberty. And only liberty comes from God. Only. It only comes from God. It can't come from Sharia law. And it can't come from DC occupiers because they got other things on their mind. So in this article with Schumer, it says President Donald Trump's aides opened the door to working with moderate Democrats on health care. I wish they'd quit calling it that. And other issues, while Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer quickly offered to find common ground with the Trump for repairing former President Barack Obama's health care law. Schumer said Sunday that Trump must be willing to drop attempts to repeal his predecessor's signature achievement, warning that Trump was destined to lose again on other parts of his agenda if he remained beholden to conservative Republicans. If President Trump is going to stand with the people, he's going to lose. That's my paraphrase. Excuse me. Trump initially focused the blame for the failure on Democrats and predicted a dire future for the current law. But on Sunday, apparently, I did not see this, he turned his criticism toward the conservative lawmakers for the failure of the Republican bill, complaining on Twitter, "Democrats are smiling in D.C. that the Freedom Caucus, with the help of the Club for Growth and Heritage, have saved Planned Parenthood and OCARE." I did see him before vote talking about, I guess there was something in this about defunding Planned Parenthood. But I don't think that in his heart he truly blames the conservatives. I could be wrong, and if I am, I'm very, very disappointed. And I'll let him know. The people wanted you to repeal this law. It is forcing insurance and fines. Well, I know he's kind of taken that out of it, told him don't enforce that. But that's still what's written. The Freedom Caucus is a conservative group of more than 30 GOP House members who were largely responsible for blocking the bill to undo the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare. The bill was pulled from the House floor Friday because it was humiliatingly political defeat for the president, having lacked support from the conservative Republicans, some moderate Republicans and Democrats. I believe it was a humiliating defeat for Paul Ryan, not President Trump. Paul Ryan wrote it. He created it. Not President Trump. If President Trump has to get in there and rewrite it, that's not his job. But will he have to do that? "We must come together to find solutions to move this country forward." And that comes from Poe, who I just told you earlier has resigned. "Saying no is easy, leading is hard. But that is what we were elected to do." Well, you were elected to repeal Obamacare. And it is true that we must come together. Rince Priebus says, "It's time for the party to start governing. I think it's time for our folks to come together, and I also think it's time to potentially get a few moderate Democrats on board as well." They're going to have to do that. But they need to have legislation. He's saying we need to have stuff in there that the Democrats like. What is it that they like? Because they've already said anything that the Republicans put together, they're going to vote against. They've already said that. Where are the Democrats, the registered Democrats, the citizens of this nation that hate socialism? Where are those people? Where are you? Where are those registered Democrats that still love God and were ashamed in 2012 when your party's convention booed God? Where are the registered Democrats who love the vets? Who are the vets? Where are the registered Democrats that believe in protecting the people of this nation? Where are they? Where are you? We need you to stand up and set your elected officials straight. Elizabeth Warren is vowing to filibuster over the Supreme Court nominee, Gorsuch. The man is spotless just about, and they hate him. They hate him because he's constitutional. They hate him, one of them said, because he will judge on that, on the law, and not on feelings. Feelings have nothing to do with rights. Feelings have nothing to do with your independence. Feelings are politically correct and kill liberty. feelings and political correctness. Take common sense completely out of the arena. Yes, we need to come together. We need to come together for liberty, not for a party, not even for Donald Trump. We need to come together for we the people in order to form a more perfect union. How many in the United States would really love it if they had no liberty left? Obviously no liberty left. In that thing with Alexis de Tocqueville, you don't even know it. It's come on just like boiling the frog in the warm water. It's come on you and you haven't got a clue what's happened. Not a clue. Well, Ted Koppel, he goes after Hannity. Ted Koppel slams him. He says in an interview with Hannity on the show, Koppel conceded that the Fox star was good at what he does, but complained that in the long haul, I think you and all these opinion shows are bad for America because you have attracted people who are determined that ideology is more important than facts. Oh, really, Ted? Really? Hannity defended himself during the interview, saying that it is sad that Koppel feels that way, adding that the veteran journalist is cynical. Where are the facts in the mainstream media? You know, Hannity has been 102% Donald Trump all the way. I have not been that sold out, but I was that sold against Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders and some of the others that were running over the establishment. I'm done with the establishment, and I hope and pray there is at least 3% of you out there that are done with the establishment. Hannity is known for being a staunch supporter of President Donald Trump, it says on his weeknight show, said after the failure of the Republicans to vote on their health care plan on Friday that the president is in no way to blame for the result. Well, I won't say he's in no way to blame, but I'm afraid, just like other presidents, when they've gotten in there, it's all about the politics. Now, while I understand that plays a big part in getting things done, the art of the deal is getting things done, but can it also be about saving liberty? Donald Trump, President Trump, in your inauguration, you said you were restoring the republic. Please don't tear down the conservative caucus. Please restore the republic and make we the people have a strong voice. But it's not up to him. It's up to we the people. It's only us that can bring it together. You know, bring America home. And we the people? Oh, yeah. We'll be right back. Progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old StarGuide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSC Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSC Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com CSC Talk Radio or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018 and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Cries from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Cries from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series, or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Where are we today in this nation as a people? We hear so much craziness, absurdities. I mean, they're almost laughable. Except that they're trying to legislate and dictate your life. Well, here's Al Gore once again. Global warming is the principal cause of the Syrian civil war and Brexit. Yep, that's right. It's global warming. They're causing it all. It's causing it all. He says this last Thursday in London at Advertising Week Europe 2017 during an interview with the Empire editor-in-chief, Terry White. Former Vice President Al Gore said climate change was a principal cause of Syrian civil war and Brexit. I was just in the Persian Gulf, he said, just in the Persian Gulf region, and the scientists for the last couple of years, one of the lines of investigation they have been pursuing has led them to the conclusion that significant areas of the Middle East and North Africa are in danger of becoming uninhabitable. And just a taste of this, to link it to some of the events that the UK and the European Union are growing through, and I know, are going through, I'm sorry, and I know that's another source of stress because we are now on the eve next week of the Brexit process. But think for a moment about what happened in Syria. You know, we look at the gates of hell opening. I didn't even know he was a believer. They long since have opened. But before the gates of hell opened in Syria, what happened was a climate-related extreme drought. He goes on with this absurd scientific discovery. Have you ever read his book? I didn't read it. I've read snippets of it. I've got a couple of them here in the office. The man worships the earth. He does not worship God. He worships Gaia. Where have we gone as a people that we would even listen to such drivel? Well, you know, we listened to that other drivel about how millions and millions of years old the earth is. And I see this in some of the conservative news medias as well, so-called conservatives. We've lost our way. We've lost who we are. And, you know, that doesn't make me real popular at CSE Talk Radio, that I will stand for who we are, who we belong to. It doesn't matter whether you believe it or not. God is real. So can we, the people, restore life? Can we revive, have a revival of God and liberty in this nation? Are we, the people, is there 3% who are willing to make your voices heard? The EPA, the chief of EPA, is going to undo Obama's plan to curb global warming. They're going to set the coal industry free. Trump is trying to do some things. Donald Trump, President Donald Trump. It's hard for me to say that just because I'm in a bad habit of saying the other. But he can't bring back liberty alone. He cannot restore the republic by himself. The only ones who can restore the republic, the only ones who can stand up for God are you, are we the people. Would you pledge? Would you pledge to be such a part of the republic? Would you pledge to be in prayer for this nation? Would you pledge to take action? I give that switchboard for D.C. out constantly. Do you make those phone calls? How many of you actually went and commented on the GPSA rule? Something that's going to, if you're a farmer or a producer or a rancher, that's going to be affect your livelihood. Did you take action on it? How many of you support those who truly represent the 3%? Do we stand against the Freedom Caucus? Must we band with Democrats to fight the Freedom Caucus? All I hear is fighting freedom, fighting the Republic, because it's us that they hate. It's us. My producer sent me a scripture, and I'm going to read it. If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. If you belong to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you of the world. That is why the world hates you. So being hated is not such a bad thing. But who are you going to stand for? Would you so pledge as our founding fathers did? We, therefore, the representatives of the United States of America, that's with a little U, in General Congress, assembled appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions, do in the name and by authority of the good people of these colonies, of these United States, solemnly publish and declare that these United Colonies are and of right ought to be free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown, and that all political connections between them and the state of Great Britain, it and ought to be totally dissolved, and that as free and independent states, that they have full power of levy war, include peace, contract alliances, establish commerce, and do all other acts and things which independent states may have right to do. And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, will we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Unless the 3% of today's United States of America wake up and pledge to stand for God and liberty, we will have none. All it takes for evil to triumph is for good men and women to do nothing. Educate and activate. Truth will set you free. Only God can bring liberty. Let us, we the people, the 3%, be the ones who bond together and bring America home.
These truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.